you would use techniques and avoidances so that nobody knew you had a stammer. So you would change words around, you would replace words with words you would be able to say, you would avoid situations where you would need to say words you couldn't say. I could never say my name without stammering before March. Not once.
And yet you can now.
I can now.
You can now, Lisa Neelan. You can now, Lisa Neelan. I'm very proud to say it as well.
But as a child, you don't know those. You know, you're not mature enough to swap words all the time in your head before you speak every time. So it's much harder to hide. As I grew older and I went through school and had interviews for jobs, I had to swap words to hide it because I was so ashamed of it. On words that I would have difficulty, because there's no cure for a stammer. What it does is it learns you how to be in more control of the speech and with using the techniques that they saw. If I struggled on, say, Widrington, which is where we are from,
yeah,
which I could never say on a bus or a train.
So you can say
your
name.
I had to pay for the next stop.
Oh.
Now I would say Widrington and sort of either do that or a block release, which for what they call it. So Widrington. And it would help me to get the word out rather than the facial tension and all, or even avoiding it altogether.
That's quite interesting that you literally paid almost every day for another stop.
When I was at first got my job at Gosforth, I used to get the bus every day, and what I would have to do was pay to go to Amble, which would be the next stop.
Because it's easier to say than...
Because I could say Amble.
Yeah.
But I would still get off at my stop. Yeah. But I would always pay for an extra, and the same with the train.
So you're richer now you've done this course as well. And we have another special guest, your daughter Rachel.
That's why I wanted to do this, so that, you know, she could be proud maybe of me. And I think it doesn't matter if you've got something wrong with you, as long as you work on it, whether it be weight or, you know, in my case, speech. I wanted Rachel to know that no matter what you had or what you struggled with, as long as you can be seen to doing something about it, that's the most important thing.